Thank you, Frank. I don't ever remember being skinny, but I do appreciate that. I'm humbled to see so many of you out there, the numbers. I'm humbled by the knowledge that the Spirit of the Lord is here in our midst. And I don't know why I'm more nervous than normal. So I would ask an interest in your prayers. Also another thing, I would like every one of you to look at me right now and give me a big smile. That helps. That helps a lot. About 4 or 5 years ago, I prepared a Mother's Day sermon. I'm not going to deliver it now. And I was scheduled to, maybe longer than that, deliver a Mother's Day sermon. And at the last moment, our brother Arthur Smith was in town, and I forget who was pastor, but I'm not sure who was pastor, but asked me if I minded if they delivered a sermon instead, and I said, sure. Well, I still got that Mother's Day sermon, and I thought, sure, that I was going to deliver it last week, Mother's Day, but it didn't happen. But before that, I was given a topic to preach on, and I'm going to preach on it this morning. And I'm going to preach about worthiness. And I've thought about this, and it came to me, and I know the Lord wants me to speak on this. And I'm going to speak on it this morning, and I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you worthy of salvation? Right now, are you worthy of salvation? Will you ever be worthy of salvation? Jesus is worthy. My wife says she can't hear me. Jesus is worthy. I'm going to turn to Revelations, the 5th chapter, starting at the first verse. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent forth unto all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made unto us our King God kings and priests who shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to sit upon the right hand of God and dwell there forever. Are you worthy? Are you worthy? I'm going to turn to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Starting with the first verse. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form of comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, surely, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, and he brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he has made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit out of his mouth. Jesus is worthy. Are you worthy? Will you ever be worthy? Jesus is worthy. I want to turn to Helaman. The fifth chapter. This is on page 592, starting with the 65th verse. And ye shall hear my words. For this intent I have come up upon the walls of this city, that ye might hear and know the judgments of God, which do await you because of your iniquities, and also that ye might know the conditions of repentance, and also that ye might know of the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and of earth, the creator of all things from the beginning, that ye might know of the signs of his comings, to the intent that we might believe on his name. And if ye believe on his name, ye will repent of all your sins, that thereby ye might have remission of them through his merits. Through his merits. And behold, again, another sign I give unto you, yea, a sign of his death, for behold, he surely must die, that salvation may come. Yea, it behooveth him, and becometh expedient that he dieth, to bring to pass the resurrection of the dead, that thereby men may be brought into the presence of the Lord. Yea, behold, his death bringeth to pass the resurrection, and redeemeth all mankind from the first death, that spiritual death for all mankind by the fall of Adam, being cut off from the presence of the Lord, are considered as dead, both as to things temporal and to things spiritual. But behold, the resurrection of Christ redeemeth all mankind, even all mankind, to bring them back into the presence of the Lord. Jesus is worthy. Jesus is worthy. Are you worthy? And I'm going to say to you now, you are not worthy. We are not worthy of salvation. Nor will you ever be worthy of salvation. Not one of us, not one of us will ever be worthy. You're going to say that's a harsh statement. That's a hard statement. I know it. I know that that's a hard statement, but I believe that none of us will ever truly be worthy of salvation. And you're going to say to me, where's the hope then? Where is the hope? The hope is in Jesus Christ. That through Jesus Christ, you might become acceptable. Acceptable. That's what the Lord gives to you and me, an opportunity to become acceptable in His sight. Not worthy. We are acceptable through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This one who is worthy to open the book of life, who is worthy because of his deeds for you and me, because of his death, because he opened not his mouth and took it willingly because of the love that he has for you and me. Will I ever be worthy? Never. Never. As Christ is worthy, I will never be worthy. But through his blood, I can become acceptable. Acceptable to enter in, to dwell with him. I want to turn to Mark. I'm going to prove a point. The first chapter of Mark, starting with the first verse, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thee, before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were baptized of him, this being John, in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of the skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, and a latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus is worthy. Was John worthy? John the Baptist, was he worthy? He was not worthy to untie the Lord's shoes. Was he worthy of salvation? Christ said of John, there is none born of woman greater than John. Was he worthy of salvation? He was not worthy of salvation. He was not worthy to untie our Savior's shoes. But he became acceptable. Acceptable before the Lord. Neither you or I can ever expect to become worthy. But you and I can expect and hope for to be acceptable of salvation through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe that puts us right where we need to start, realizing our unworthiness, realizing that we will never, ever be worthy, but we can become acceptable. It puts us at the start, right where we need to start. The Sermon on the Mount, the first of the Beatitudes, blessed are the meek, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Pardon me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Somebody's going to correct me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The third is blessed are the meek. Right where we need to start. Right where, if we have any notion at all, that belonging to this Church of Christ, keeping His commandments, will make us worthy, we need to go right back at the beginning and realize that you and I will never be worthy, but we can become acceptable. How in the world am I going to make myself acceptable before Jesus Christ? Acceptable of this thing that He has given me an opportunity to have, to grasp. How am I going to do that? And it's really, really simple. It is not complicated at all. As much as ministers, maybe behind this pulpit or other pulpits, have confused you at times, and I forgive you, ask for your forgiveness if I've ever confused you, or any other minister of God is confused. It is simple. It is not complicated. It is there. The opportunity to become acceptable before our Lord, acceptable to receive salvation of our souls, is there and uncomplicated and readily available, no matter what your mentality is. If it's simple like mine, it's there. If you are bright, It's there. If you humble yourselves and realize how. And I'm going to get into that. And I'm going to keep this sermon simple, because I consider myself a simple person, a simple preacher. And I want you to consider yourself a simple follower of Jesus Christ, a humble, simple follower of Christ, our Lord. I want to turn to Mark, the 16th chapter. Two verses. Nothing complicated. And he said unto them, starting with the 15th verse, and he said unto them, his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. That's it. You know, that's it. That's how we become acceptable. Not worthy, not worthy, not ever worthy, but acceptable. What's the gospel? What is the gospel? What is his doctrine? Just as simple. Nothing complicated about it. Nothing that takes volumes and volumes and volumes to understand. I want to turn into 2 Nephi, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to skip around a little bit. I'm going to start with the third verse. Wherefore the things which I have written sufficeth me, save it be a few words which I must speak concerning. You notice he said a few words concerning the doctrine of Christ. Wherefore I shall speak unto you plainly, according to the plainness of my prophesying. 6. Wherefore I would that ye should remember that I have spoken to you concerning that prophet which the Lord showed unto me, that should baptize the Lamb of God, which should take away the sins of the world. And now, if the Lamb of God, he being holy, should have needs to be baptized by water to fulfill all righteousness, oh then, how much more have we, being unholy, to be baptized, yea, even by water? And now I ask of you, my beloved brethren, wherein the Lamb of God did fulfill all righteousness in being baptized by water, know ye not that he was holy? Notwithstanding, he being holy, he showed unto the children of men, according to the flesh, he, what? Humbleth. He humbleth himself before God, and witness unto the Father, that he would be obedient unto him in keeping his commandments, the doctrine of Christ, acceptable. Wherefore, after he was baptized with water, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove. And again, it showeth unto the children of men, you and I, the straightness of the path and the narrowness of the gate by which they should enter, having set the example before you. He saith unto the children of men, this is it, follow thou me. Follow thou me. He didn't ask you to lead the way. All he's asking of you to be acceptable is to follow. You know what that takes? You know what it takes to follow? humility. Humility. To follow someone. Some of us come by that naturally. Some of us, it's a struggle to be a follower. But that's what He that is baptized in my name, to him will the Father give the Holy Ghost like unto me. Wherefore, follow me, and do the things which ye have seen me do. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, I know that if ye shall follow the Son of the Son with full purpose of heart, acting no hypocrisy and no deception before God, with real intent, repenting of your sins, witnessing unto the Father that ye are willing to take upon you the name of Christ by baptism, yea, by following your Lord and Savior, following your Lord and Savior down into the water, according to his word, behold, ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Acting on it without hypocrisy, being a follower. Jesus Christ is worthy. He is worthy to lead. We love Jesus Christ. Why? Because he loved us first. He loved us first. We didn't love him, then he started loving us. He loved us from the very beginning. He loved your soul from creation. He loved your soul from creation. That's why we love him. That's why he is worthy and we are not. It's much too late for a Mother's Day sermon. It's much like a mother's love. I mean, it is so much like a mother's love. A mother loves no matter what. No matter what. Maybe disappointed. Maybe gravely disappointed from time to time. But that's a mother's love. And the child recognizes from infancy. Isn't it amazing? From infancy, from a baby, they recognize that mother's love. But the mother's love was there first. Just as Christ's love was there first. I remember those things. I'll get back on a Mother's Day sermon if I'm not careful. But the sermon last week did cause me to reflect way back when on that type of love. The earliest memory, I have a horrible memory. I mean, I have a worthless memory when it comes to back when. But one of the earliest memories of my mother was her reading. And this is back when Dad worked, I believe, at H.D. Lee, loading cars, and he worked nights. And my mother would place us all in her bed and turn on the light, and she would read. Do you remember that? And she read, and she read, and I know she was tired, and she read. She read Tom Sawyer. She read Huckleberry Finn. She read Little Women. She read Little Men. I don't know all the books, remember all the books that she read, but I remember that love that she had. And I remember that love is just like it was back then. It's still there. And I know that I have disappointed her over and over and over again. And I know that she has that same love for me that she had when she used to tuck me into bed beside her and read those books. That same type of love. And that's the love. That's the love that our Lord and Savior has. That's why he is worthy. And that's why we can only hope to be acceptable before him. Only acceptable. The 19th verse. And I heard a voice from the Father saying, yea, the words of my beloved are true and faithful. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, I know by this, that unless a man shall endure to the end, in following, there's that word again, following, the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved, and he won't be acceptable. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you that I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer should do. And for this cause have they been shown unto me, that you might know the gate by which you should enter. I could read on, but I'm not going to. I have too much ground to cover. If you ever start to think and contemplate your worthiness, which I hope you never do, which I hope you never start to contemplate, am I worthy? Am I worthy? Turn back to Matthew, the 5th chapter, and read. Don't turn to it now. The 5th chapter, and read the 3rd and the 5th verse that I spoke of, about the poor in spirit and the meek. Read that. And then humble yourself and recognize that you're not worthy. And you're only acceptable through the blood of Jesus Christ. Believe that. And contemplate that. Don't contemplate worthiness. Contemplate acceptability through the blood of your Savior and my Savior. Don't contemplate your works. And if your works are good enough, contemplate your need of Jesus Christ and His blood. Contemplate that. Let the Spirit dictate your works, not you. Don't you dictate your works. Let the Spirit dictate your works. You and I contemplate the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn to 3 Nephi. The 12th chapter. I'm going to read this. Those of you who have never read this, I hope everyone's read this. Okay, and I'm going to start in the 12th chapter, read the 21st through the end of the chapter. This is what you do to become acceptable. Nothing more, nothing less. This is what you do to become acceptable. Verily I say unto you, this is the gospel, this is the doctrine, this is it. Nothing more, nothing less. Verily I say unto you that you are built upon my gospel. Therefore ye shall call whatsoever things ye do, call in my name. Therefore if ye call upon the Father for the church, if it be in my name, the Father will hear you. And if it be that the church is built upon my gospel, then will the Father show forth his own works in it. But if it be not built upon my gospel, and is built upon the works of men and upon the works of the devil, verily I say unto you, they have joy in their works, making themselves maybe in their own minds worthy. They have joy in their own works. For a season, and by the end cometh, and they are hewn down and cast into the fire, from whence there is no return, for their works do follow them. For it is because of their works that they are hewn down. Therefore remember the things that I have told you. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel. Now listen. And this is the gospel which I have given to you. This is it. This is the way you make yourself acceptable before the Lord Jesus Christ. That I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, that after I have been lifted up on the cross, I might draw all men unto me. That as I have been lifted up by men, even so should men be lifted up by the Father that stand before me to be judged of their works, whether they be good or whether they be evil, and for this cause have I been lifted up. Therefore, according to the power of the Father, I, Jesus Christ, will draw all men unto me, that they may be judged according to their works, as the Spirit dictates, because they were worthy to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, not worthy to have salvation. The blood of Jesus Christ allows us to be worthy of salvation, not our works. The works that we do will be motivated by who? Christ's Spirit. Not our spirits. Christ's Spirit. Then those works will be judged, because we are simple, humble followers of Jesus Christ and nothing more. Not worthy in our own eyes. Not ever worthy in our own eyes. And it shall come to pass that whoso repenteth and is baptized in my name shall be filled. Be filled. If there's no hypocrisy, if there's no preconceived ideas that we are making ourselves worthy, but because we are following one who is worthy. We are following his example. He was baptized. One who was perfect was baptized. We are following him, not to make ourselves worthy, but to make ourselves acceptable through his blood and through his example. And if he endureth to the end, behold, him will I hold guiltless before my Father, and at that day when I shall stand to judge the world. And he that endureth not to the end, the same as he that is hewn down and cast into the fire, from whence they can no more return, because of the justice of the Father. And this is the word which he had given unto the children of men, and for this cause he fulfilleth the words which he has given. And he lieth not, but fulfilleth all his words. And no unclean thing can enter into his kingdom. No one who thinks himself as worthy will enter. No one who thinks of himself as worthy shall enter. And therefore nothing entereth into his rest, save it be those who have washed their garments in my blood. One who is worthy, because of their faith and repentance of all their sins and their faithfulness unto the end. Now this is the commandment: repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, come unto Jesus Christ, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified, made holy by the reception of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make your works good. The Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is it. This is my gospel. And you know the things that ye must do in my church, for the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye do also. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. Then you are acceptable. Never worthy. The purpose of this church, the purpose of this ministry, is to help us become acceptable. Help those that know not God to become acceptable before he comes a second time. My last reading is in 2 Peter third chapter, starting with the 9th verse. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But, the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Your works will be burned up. The Holy Ghost works that work through you will not be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwell righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless, acceptable to the Lord Jesus Christ, because we're washed in his blood and we are simple, humble followers. Thank you.